Now,
once again,
it's time for Gross Hospital Stories.
Nasty.
Okay, hi boys and girls. Guess what time it is?
What time is it, Dak?
Why, it's time to tell another gross hospital story.
Yay!
All right.
In case I had
even the girls?
Even the girls.
Especially the girls.
Yay!
In case I hadn't mentioned it, I spent 5 years.
I don't think you've never
mentioned that. I've never mentioned that before, have I? 5 years.
Wow, 5 years.
And in that time, I saw many gross and horrible things. And this this story took place a long time ago. We had this old man come in. He was listed.
How old was he?
I honestly don't know. He was in his 60s, I think. He was listed as being non-competent. That means that basically he can no longer take care of himself.
Not economically viable. Did you get your loan? I didn't get my loan because I'm not economically viable. Don't you forget me. What movie is that from in the RC? Do it now.
Falling Down.
Oh. They had 1 second.
Thanks, Dak. Are you on the IRC? No, shut the fuck up.
Why? Wow, you talked during my shit.
You had 1 second to get that. Okay.
Anyhow.
Somebody was just reaching for the keyboard.
Anyhow. So this old man comes in. He's listed as being not
economically viable.
No,
yep.
Not economically. No, non-competent. So they bring him in. And they're getting him undressed, putting him into one of the stretchers, and we discover that he has diabetes. Now, the way we can tell he has diabetes is because of how badly swollen his legs are.
Okay.
And so they start taking his shoes off.
I don't remember this one.
And his feet have a horrible odor. A horrible odor.
Odor unlike any other odor.
No, beyond bad foot odor. Beyond. Far beyond. Nurses
weeks, months beyond bad foot odor. Huh?
Nurses are gagging. He has not taken his socks off in so long, they are stuck to his feet.
Kind of like you.
Worse, far worse than I've ever been. We're talking beyond the crunchy socks page into the...
It's part of your body.
Skin. Just to imagine what it's like, you know those empty condom or those full condom wrappers you find on the side of the road from the guys who fuck in the car? Imagine splitting one of those little latex suckers up and taking a big whiff. That's what it smells like.
So they take the sock off and his feet are black. The reason they're black is from... the gangrene from the diabetes.
I shoot him in the head. With my other hand, I drink a potion of healing and walk away. Just believing the whole thing.
What? The nurse pulls the sock up, and his big toe falls off.
Oh.
Is this true?
This is true.
Wow. The nurse fucking snaps and loses it, right?
The nurse...
Ah, and we wonder why two-thirds of the health profession quits within the first year.
Yeah.
Wow, holy talk shit, about like, a weird day at work.
Spiraling down on the E-crit table right there.
Somebody call a tow truck.
Oh!
Literally, it fell off onto the mattress right in front of her. She let out a little yell.
A little yell. Probably say something that fuck like, holy shit, these guys' feet is rotting off. Somebody shoot him.
Well, there's a little momentum. A
meep.
Hey, Bob, put it in a jar and stare at it for a while.
Yep.
So what happened with this fucker?
He was basically, they cleaned up his feet. He actually lost.
How?
They gave him some aspirin and fire cleanses
there
or what?
There you go, out the door.
No, they basically had to amputate... basically, four of his toes on his right foot.
They saved his foot?
They saved the foot, and basically half of the skin on the ball of the foot had to basically come off, but they were able to actually save the rest of the foot. The left foot wasn't at all bad, and he basically was then put into our long-term care. And he was there for at least a couple of years. He did pass away when I was there, though.
So they changed his socks regularly now.
No, it had nothing to do with this. It had nothing to do with this sock. It had nothing.
No socks for you.
It had nothing to do with this man's not changing his socks.
He could have changed them daily. And it would still be, yes, his toe would still fall off.
That's why he basically probably stopped changing his socks, because he didn't like looking at the fact that his toes and his feet were going black. It's gangrene.
I don't like
diabetes.
The look of those feet. I think I'll put some socks on.
That'll solve it.
That'll solve
I think
the,
it would be kind of
cover
funny to
up.
Chase a nurse around with a sock puppet after that.
Hey, I'm Mr. Sock.
This is Crunchy the sock puppet.
Crinkle, crinkle.